All right, let's talk to Roman Harper, the former Alabama great, now with the SEC Network, at Harp41 on Twitter, at Harp_41 on Instagram. He is on the Pepsi hotline as well. Hello, Harp. How are you?
Hey, what's good, man? Just actually breaking down some film right now, getting ready for this SEC championship game.
All right, where are we? Where are we on the film? Tell me what we're looking at.
Inside game? Is that where you are on the film?
Well, I'm looking at some plays. I'm doing a little go-back film now, so I'm going back to last year's matchup between Alabama and Georgia. That's sometimes the best way to figure out what teams are going to be doing in the next matchup, is going back, see how Georgia defended them, understanding situationally where Alabama's trying to take their shots, and maybe taking some things from the success that Sarkisian had last year and kind of implement that in Bill O'Brien's offensive game plan this year. And also, you know, I'm trying to figure out how Alabama's going to block this defensive line of Georgia and what they did last year to be successful versus this year.
Hey, before we get more into this matchup, just your career. Look, you had an incredible career, obviously won a Super Bowl with the Saints. Was that one of the things that you really missed out on? Because, you know, one of my favorite weekends of the year is just going over to the SEC championship game. But as a player, how much did you want to play in that game?
I mean, it was everything growing up. You know, playing in the SEC championship, you know, just for to have the opportunity. You know, it was crazy because we would have been good enough my sophomore year, but we were on probation, so we didn't get to go and play in the game. So we had opportunities. You know, the team was good enough at times, but we just were not good enough at the right time. And it happens. I can't really, you know, cry about it or be worried about it. And I'm just happy I get to actually go and be a part of this whole thing now on the media side of it. I actually think I get to have a little bit more fun, because even, you know, when I'm not playing the game, so that means I can have some drinks and actually really enjoy things, listen to the music and the DJ and the, you know, doing the people watching. To me, that's where I have the most fun, is just people watching and actually getting to enjoy the actual atmosphere of a football game.
There's no doubt Bryce Young knows where his eyes should be on every play, but you don't blame him right now if he always looks to the right side of that offensive line first to see if they blocked anybody. Can you correct that at all, Harp, going into this game? How can Alabama protect Bryce specifically coming through the floodgate that is the right side of the line?
Well, one big problem that they had last week is, you know, they were giving soft shoulder to the edge rushers. So, you know, you got to be able to, I know you don't want to overset, because then that's when defensive linemen go back inside and then use a rip move or something to get by. But you got to at least meet him halfway. You got to be able to be ready to shoot your hands and those things like that. Also, another problem that most people are not talking about was that last week Alabama was on the road. They really struggled with communication and all of the linemen getting off with the snap, right? So the D linemen were getting such great jumps off the ball, and they were behind immediately. And I even saw Neal missed a couple of them. He had a couple free rushes from his side just because he was late getting off the ball. And so this week they won't have such a crowd influence like you had in Auburn last week, where now you're using the silent count, the double counts, those things. I don't think that would be as much of a factor. So at least they'll be all starting at the same time. That alone will give them just a little bit better of a chance. And you just got to think about it. You know, I don't think they can really improve that much. I don't anticipate Alabama doing much differently or much better than what they can already. They've already struggled all year when it comes to blocking guys and picking up blitzes. The biggest thing is Bryce Young is used to it. He's not going to waver. He's not going to trip. He's not going to be going crazy about it. He's going to continue to try and deliver the football to all of his weapons on the outside.
Roman Harper is with us, former Alabama great and Saints great, is on the Pepsi hotline. A reminder, by the way, for more than a century, Alabama Power and its employees have served our state, and that's not all. Alabama Power, the Alabama Business Charitable Trust, work closely with community action agencies to help those in need all across this state, perhaps pay their bills even. Learn more at alabamapower.com/community. Alabama Power, power for a better Alabama. Roman Harper on the Pepsi hotline. If you were safety in this Georgia secondary right now, you're back in your playing days, give me the thing you say, boy, I hope Alabama does not do this on offense, if you're playing safety for Georgia.
You know, I'm not worried about anything if I'm Georgia. Wow. Georgia's defensive line said that we are going to do exactly what we're going to do. The one thing that I feel that Alabama has to try and do is try and attack the secondary with the speed of Jameson Williams, using stack positions, stack formations, You know, so now Georgia has to back off a little bit, creating that space and allowing for the free release of their wide receivers. Also, putting speed on the inside. So anytime I get Jamison Williams at the an inside slot or the three in a three spot in a bunch formation, that is when they're going to take their shots. That is when Alabama is known to take their shots. And it worked against them last year. So I'm trying to build formations like that, be ready to spit the ball out fast. And I don't need to send out four and five guys in receivers. I only need to send out two or three. So 7-8-man protection, taking my shots there, also understanding when you pass the 40-yard line or you get to that 40-yard line of your own, Georgia is going to bring a corner blitz off the boundary side. Understanding that, be ready for those timing and situations because that is when they're doing it. That's when it's showing up on tape. And now you've been able to use that information and taking your chance with that.
Alabama has thrown the football 442 times. They have run the football 447 times. Bill O'Brien's offense has almost been a complete 50-50 balance. But now with just Trey Sanders against that defense, what do you think that breakdown is on Saturday?
You know, I don't know the typical breakdown just because the game can go either way. I think the best chance for Alabama to win this game is to cut Bryce Young loose. And that means I need him to throw the ball minimum 45 to 50 times this game. I'm not really worried about the run. I don't care about it. I don't care. I don't think Alabama is going to have a lot of great success. And if you know that going into it, why are you even worried about it? Just go play, you know? So I would go out there and understand that my run game would be an extension of a short pass game, getting the ball out quick. If I want Trey Sanders out of the backfield, I'm throwing it to him right now and allowing him to try and run and see what we can do. Hopefully make somebody miss. Hopefully get in space. That's all you can chance for. But you're not going to have a lot of success running the football right there in the middle of Georgia's defense. They're too good. They're too big. And Alabama's offensive line is not good enough to block those guys one-on-one the same way that they may have had success last year doing.
Of all the big-time recruits that Georgia has gotten since Herschel Walker in 1980, Roman Harper, you sit and look at Stetson Bennett IV as the guy who is the quarterback of the number one team in the country. Is he the most unlikely hero to salvage that Georgia fan base from 1980?
I guess so, man. He's played so well this year. And the whole talk of the quarterback situation at Georgia has kind of gotten just old and stale to me because he's earned the playing time that he's gotten. He's earned the position to be that he's in. And to see him continue to succeed, and he's not just dinking and dunking. He's not just check down Charlie. He's taking shots down the field. And this offense is explosive, and they're known for their big play ability, whether it's in the run game or the pass game. And they have so many different weapons on the outside, especially now that this team is getting healthier at the right time.
All right, he is Roman Harper. You will see him on the SEC Network this weekend. He's already breaking down tape for it, so he's fired up. He's back in his playing days.
Not always. I mean, this is the final moment to him breaking down tape. There's no doubt this guy's been breaking down tape all week.
I mean, already today.
Okay.
Today. He's got a kid he's got to deal with.
I already put him down to sleep. He was going crazy earlier.
That away.
Hey, are you still doing wings on the grill?
Of course.
You got any new seasoning you're going with?
So, yes, my girl Laura Rutledge. So, L. Rutt, she's a big cooker, right? So, she told me, and I know everybody's not going to be with it, but she's like, you put the, all right, bake in the wings at 40 degrees, all right? You put them on a little grill thing so they get top and bottom, all right, at 40 degrees for like 25, 30 minutes. Then what you do is, because she's from Atlanta, she loves a great lemon pepper, all right? And so what you do is you take like four tablespoons of butter, melt the butter down, put as much lemon pepper as you want into the butter, and then after you bake them for 25 to 30 minutes, you get the little dipping brush, and then you go over the wings after they're cooked with that lemon pepper, a little bit of with the butter. She says it's the best wing she's ever had in her life.
Interesting. Okay.
That sounds good.
Worth a shot.
I am not a lemon pepper fan, so 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
All right, Harp, thank you for the time as always. Fun talking with you.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate it, man. Roll Tide, and hopefully we can pull this thing off this weekend.
We'll see. We'll talk to you about it afterwards. Harp with us on the Pepsi Hotline.